At some point, you had talked about a rock island that was up in this same area. Can you talk about that and what may have what its influence and what may have happened to it?
Well, what happened to that rock island is just the end of one of the last groin on the flood control project, and how it was part of the road, the groin that went out, and the water that just, the channel that came through and broke it off and made it an island. And it's, if you go out there and look now, you'll find some remnants there that are covered over, and it's a riffle now, rocks. Not your normal gravel that you find in the tin in a river, but big rocks. As you point, indicate that these rocks came from the flood control project.
Really from the flood control project? You think they were introduced, they weren't native rocks in the channel to begin with?
You cannot. These are big boulders. I mean, they're 90-pound rocks.
Yeah.
And you never find any of those in the middle of the tent on the river. And you find gravel there because of the shifting of the silt of the channel of the Tanana. You never do find them. At least I have never. We had run into them. You know, we run barges for years, and you run into gravel or mud, silt, but never rocks. Now, these rocks are definitely part of that groin, the last groin of that flood control project. You go out there now this winter, we can look at those rocks.
That would be fun. Here's a great example of a mistake that I must have made. I assumed when I knew that Rocky Island was still there, even though it was disappearing, I assumed, oh, this is neat. This is the last bit of the Bates Rapids that the Lavelle Young couldn't negotiate in 1902.
No.
But you tell me that's...
No, it isn't. They built it out in the middle of Tanana.
Well, do you have any sense of what Bates Rapids consisted of? Was it just gravel sill or something?
No, the way I would read it is that when the Lavelle Young was coming up, they need a lot of water. It's a deep, pretty heavily built boat. And from the mouth of the Chena, that you run into just the braiding of the Tanana River all the way to Delta, big Delta. And so you don't find a defined channel like you do right at the bluff, the Chena Bluff. There's the Ten Rivers all in one channel. Once you leave there, you come up right above the mouth, then you run to the braided river. So Bates Rapids or where those are, any of those areas upriver, because he couldn't make it up any further than that.
But do you suppose Bates Rapids were below Moose Creek Bluff so that they could have had a chance some years to get through on the Chena Slough?
Yeah, I think they, if you read about the story, they say that you might be able to take the Chena Slough and make it above the rapids, so I'd assume they were between Moose Creek and the mouth of the Chena, or the Chena Bluff in that area.